Joining us now, the man with the best calves you'll ever see. And, well, he's the GM commercial there for the Racing League, a long time host of the Big Sports Breakfast, Terry TK Kennedy. Good morning to you, champion. How are you?
Oh, extremely well, Jared. Thank you for that introduction. And also, good morning, Laurie. Happy birthday, Laurie.
Oh, thank you, Terrence. I think it's your birthday soon too, isn't it?
It's coming up, mate. Everyone's a good one.
Oh, exactly right. What are you, 60 now?
Boy.
Have a look at Well, let's talk the Racing League. So you've got the Tycoon's horses. They've certainly been hitting the track. And what, a couple of two-year-olds starting to get, well, a bit of a reputation about them from what they're doing so far?
Absolutely. It's sizzling away, Jared. I think you've got to say, despite Laurie's the anchor as the ambassador for New South Wales.
Come on, don't start bagging me as well, TK. You gave me an opportunity.
despite that lack of leadership, mate, I can tell you what, the team is firing. Joe Pride jumped out our tried horse, Penso Alay, last Friday at Warwick Farm. It went absolutely enormous. And Joe, there's no better man to have in front of a tried horse than Joe Pride. And he's excited with the prospects of Penso Alay. So the great thing is, you know, you can actually buy today at TRL.net and own tomorrow, be off to the races tomorrow with, you know, six-horse racing team, which is up and running. And, of course, the Sherpa, that's sort of been leading the way as far as our country runner is concerned with Brett Kavanagh. That's in action on Friday at Scone. But you're right, mate, the whispers regarding the two-year-olds, and there's one coming out of the Freedman camp. They know a little bit about winning golden slippers and nurturing a two-year-old called Luna Rocks, which had a little... Well, I shouldn't... Don't tell anyone, OK? Please don't tell anyone.
No, we won't tell anyone.
It had a little gallop on Saturday morning. And let me tell you, got some tongues wagging out there at Rose Hill. So, yeah, hopefully you know what two-year-olds are like, but the potential coming from Luna Rocks and certainly the, you know, the potential coming from Richard Friedman regarding it as well, it's exciting times. And, you know, they are the defending slipper champions. They've won four before that, so five in total. Mm. They know a bit about two-year-olds. So, yeah, we're extremely excited about Luna Rocks. And as team captain, Laurie should be as well.
I know we're very strong. How are the Queenslanders, and led by Billy Slater and the Victorian team with Shane Crawford in charge, how are they going, TK?
Well, Laws, a little bit stronger than New South Wales people would like, to tell you the truth.
Oh, geez, that's not,
well, that's on you,
yeah,
coach.
Jeez, I am a mock.
But it's sort of good, like, if you mean, because I knew I'd pick the wrong team, I just bought into every team. So I get to cheer for everybody.
Oh, good.
Mate, the Victorians, well, how lucky is this? The Vic Hustlers team, if you buy into it today, you'll be owning a runner over the Cup Carnival. So,
what's it called, TK?
It's called Team Captain. It was Yulong Captain. It's now called Team Captain. Matt Kamani's got it. It won the Hamilton Cup.
Ah, yes.
It won the Hamilton Cup 2 weeks ago. Mm. It's now... will be nominated for the Lexus on Derby Day or the Macca's Run.
Oh, wow.
2,800 metres on Cup Day. So I don't think there's anywhere that I know of where you can actually buy into a six-horse racing team and actually have a runner over the Melbourne Cup Carnival, which is a lifelong dream for everybody who wants to own a racehorse. So, and not only that, you go to TRL.net, it only costs you $200 to buy in, $20 a month, and you're going to have a runner over the Cup Carnival.
Outstanding. And we're giving away a share.
You are. Well, you're not actually. We are.
Beautiful.
We'll give it away.
But you are. Jared, you're a very generous man.
Yeah, you I know.
All you got to do is go to TRL.net/radio tycoons. Laurie's photograph comes up there with his team of six horses. And just tell us in 25 words or less, right, which tycoon's horse you'd love to own the most. So which tycoon's horse you'd love to own the most? You'll win your share of the New South Wales tycoons with no fees to be paid until January next year. So
where do they go to again, TK?
It is, of course, you've been reading this out. Yep. It is TRL.net/radio tycoons. And, mate, who knows? We could be off to the Magic Millions with Luna Rocks or another one of the two-year-olds. And Penso Alay. Delivering on what Joe Pride believes is going to be a really successful campaign.
Beautiful. Yeah, I've just gone to the site there. That's Loz pre-nose operation. Jeez, so you might have to have an updated marketing campaign post his surgery in a couple of weeks, TK. But yeah, you're very happy about it. I know when you get out of your seat, you're pretty happy with
I'm happy with the way I look in that photo.
You are?
Yeah, I'm happy.
I'm more happy with the way the horses look, to tell you the truth. And I wish the Big Goodbye, which is one of our Queensland Rogues horses led by Billy Slater, I wish it had Laurie's nose because it's run 3 seconds in a row at Eagle Farm on a Saturday. Right?
No, we don't. We don't want the Queenslanders to win, TK. Well, I certainly don't. I want the Tycoons to win.
Up.
Oh, I know. I'm going to beat Slater. It's the only thing I've beaten him at.
TK, love your work, mate. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jared.